You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I talked to clinical psychologist from Mindflow, Phoebe Poulter, about her study in partnership with the University of Otago. The study looked into how young women can view media with an engaged and critical eye to protect their body image. I was interested to speak with Phoebe about how easy it is for people to be critical when engaging with media to protect themselves and avoid negative thinking. I began by asking Phoebe to explain what the study involved.
No worries. Yeah, so I met with a group of young women between 18 and 27 years old who reported having a positive body image. So I was really interested in what made these young women sort of unique from a lot of other people. And so did focus groups with them where we talked about their experiences and perceptions of their bodies. Some of the results that we found were that actually for most of these women, they noticed a real shift where their body image improved from adolescence to early adulthood. So it actually got easier to maintain positivity about their bodies. They were also quite consistently very critical of media messages and quite realistic, and actually made quite conscious decisions about what kind of media that they wanted to engage with, when it was unhelpful for them, actually not engaging with it at all. Some of the ways that they thought and talked about their bodies were quite sort of markedly different from what we see in other women. So they conceptualise their bodies functionally, and what that means is that they talk about what their body can do rather than what it looks like. So talk about, you know, I love the way that my legs are strong and it can propel me around a football field, rather than I like that I have long, thin legs. So actually noticing quite a qualitative difference there. We also noticed that for some women, religion and cultural beliefs actually played a really positive role in the way they felt about their bodies as well. So, yeah.
This sort of came about thinking about how people think about themselves when they engage in media. How can mm-hmm. media impact the way people view themselves?
I think it's really complex. And it's a really good question, but I just think that the media is really powerful and kind of impacts the way that we understand ourselves and others in the world. And it's not just about seeing kind of one image or storyline that objectifies women and kind of glorifies this ideal body type that we've seen for, you know, for a really long time. It's actually about seeing this again and again and again, to the point where we internalize it and it becomes a sort of blueprint or a real truth about how we kind of view ourselves in the world. And so, it's a really big kind of contributor to women's understanding of how they should be, what sort of contributes to their worth, and of course kind of negative body image outcomes, low self-esteem and all those negative outcomes we see from that.
Now, in the study, you saw women who were looking at media differently to sort of have a better body image and engage in a way with social media that helps them feel better about themselves. How easy is it to actually do that? Because I've sort of been thinking about it over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can go in with the best intentions being like, a lot of what is on social media isn't real and, you know, is airbrushed and isn't exactly what people look like in real life. However, you could be having a bad day and be looking at it going, oh, you know, I'm not feeling so good today. So, yeah, how easy is it to really put your mind to being like, no, I'm not going to engage with social media in that way?
No, I think it's incredibly difficult, and I don't think it's as easy as saying, just be critical. If it were that easy, then we wouldn't be seeing the kind of, impact that this has on us, on really all girls and women. But I think it becomes even more kind of difficult, of course, with social media, because we have more and more opportunities to engage with it in a way that sort of becomes problematic, because, you know, I'm sure many people have gone and seen The Social Dilemma, you know, what we engage with, what we interact with, we get presented more of. And so if we're actually engaging actively with material that's making us feel bad about ourselves, we're going to see more of it. And so I think one sort of practical thing that people can do is when they notice themselves feeling bad about themselves, when they look at a post or something that somebody shares, is actually unfollowing, unliking, unsubscribing, not engaging with it. And you actually can shape your social media platform to an extent by doing that, and kind of hopefully offset some of the negative impacts that it can have on you. And of course there'll be days where you're more vulnerable, and hopefully being able to identify when that's the case, when you're noticing that you're not feeling so good about yourself, maybe try not to engage with it on those days. There are of course different ways that we can also protect ourselves. So regularly trying to think critically, like you mentioned, we can kind of catch ourselves having those negative thoughts and trying to have a response to that or a kind of logical, you know, well, the Kardashians have all this money and, of course, you know, this is airbrushed and there's a lot of kind of unrealism in what we're seeing. And a really big one as well was this functional view of our ability. So really reminding yourself and practicing gratitude around what your body can do. You know, I love that my body's, you know, healthy and I'm not dying of anything and I can walk to the dairy. And really reminding yourself of those things can be quite a helpful practice as well. Yeah. So there's some ideas.
So finally, what needs to change in society to encourage young people to establish a strong sense of self? You've stated some of these tools that people can use while they're engaging with social media, but is there something that needs to happen, a greater change in society?
Yeah, for sure. I think I actually do feel quite positive about some of the changes that are happening already. I think there is a real shift with sort of, you know, fashion labels and things like that to have more diversity in their presentations and models and all sorts of things, both in terms of size of models and ethnicity and all sorts, really. And that's not just for women, but also for men and others. Yeah, and I also think on a systemic level, we can be doing more education in schools. So rather than having this learning curve where women really just, or young girls kind of absorb everything that they encounter, kind of educating them from a really young age about, you know, some of the things that the media can present and why that's not kind of accurate. Also, I would really like to see, it's a really difficult thing to actually implement, but some sort of accountability for media agencies and how they present women's bodies. And I think also on an individual level, we can also think about the way that we talk about our own bodies as women and also young girls and how they look. So I think often when we interact with young girls, we'll say, oh, you've got such a little pretty dress and, like, you look so nice and you look just like a princess. And actually being mindful about doing that, because when we give young girls lots of praise, and, of course, a little bit's okay, but when we give girls lots of praise and kind of reinforce how important it is that they look beautiful, look pretty, we're actually communicating that that's something that's really important or contributes to their self-worth in some way. So I think, you know, actually reinforcing and praising young girls for their admirable qualities, you know, their effort or their sport or their intelligence or creativity. So really emphasising how important those qualities are to contribute to their self-worth, because what we pay attention to will grow.
That was clinical psychologist Phoebe Poulter speaking about her study interviewing media with a critical eye to protect our body images.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.